Retailer SPAR released its interim results today, reporting a revenue increase of 9%. Group turnovers up by a similar margin at 8.6%. Turnover from its biggest market, Southern Africa, in the meantime, grew 7.7%, and that despite weak consumer spending and low inflation levels. The group is, however, expanding its international footprint, this time in Poland, where they're in advanced talks to acquire a controlling stake in a deli and supermarket chain. And the company's group CEO, Graham O'Connor, joins us on the line now for more of the detail on that deal and the numbers as well. Graham, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So, numbers aside, what's caught headlines is your expansion in Europe, where, as I say, you're in the final stages of talks to buy a controlling stake in a Polish deli and supermarket chain. What's driving your offshore ambitions?
Well, you know, we're looking at growth in South Africa, and that's been muted, although our results for the 6 months were really good in South Africa. So looking at opportunities overseas, Ireland has been exceptional for us, really good on the turnover line as well as on the profit line, after our expectations. Switzerland a bit more disappointing, and certainly this 6 months not great, but we'll rectify that for the balance of the year. And then obviously looking at markets in Europe, Poland is a country we like. We've looked at that for some time. Good markets. With plenty of growth ability, which we like.
Give us some of the detail on the metrics that have attracted you that way. What's the rationale behind this particular chain in Poland?
Well, I think it's a bit. We're still in final negotiations, so I don't want to go into too many details in terms of what's taking place. But suffice to say that on an overall basis, the market is attractive, and the opportunity is good for growth. So those are the two matrices.
You talk about that value proposition. Can one assume that you've had to pay up for this pursuit?
Well, of course, there'll be a price to be paid, as always the case. So, yes.
Okay, of course, keeping mum on the value of the deal for now, which is, of course, subject to regulatory approval. For now, Southern Africa is still your biggest market. Sales, including your S-Buys pharmaceutical business, rising 7.6%. You've been hurt by weak consumer spending, low inflation levels. Do you see double-digit growth in terms of profit in your home market simply impossible at this stage of the game?
Yes, I would say so. I think it can improve, but I think to get to double digits is a bridge too far. I think that I'm much more positive of the second half than the first. There was so much negative activity in the marketplace and negative talk around the election and the uncertainty and all that. The election went smoothly. We moved forward. We want the government to put in the reforms that they talked about, and we as business would support that, and we have engagement with government through the CEO forum, which works really well.
Are you inspired by the kind of conversations you are having on that end and the extent to which those discussions are actually translating into action, Graham?
Very much so. I mean, we've really launched the Youth Employment Initiative to employ young people. We've really launched the fund for SMMEs, and that's a massive plus. So both those are tangible benefits that have come through. The third tangible benefit is the collaboration with government over making sure the downgrade doesn't take place, and that was successful as well. So, yeah, very much so. Positive talk, but positive action, more importantly.
It still needs to translate into consumer confidence in South Africa, with that still in a position of distress. What shifts are you noticing in this market, and how are you catering to those needs differently via your franchisee so that you can squeeze every bit of spend that's out there?
Well, certainly our retailers are entrepreneurial, so they do different things in different places, and that's a massive plus for us. But as we continue to upgrade our stores, we spent we upgraded 175 stores in the last 6 months, and that's a better offering to consumers, both from a pricing, a customer service, and a fresh look. So all those elements have been attractive to the consumer.
Graham, there's quite an interesting dynamic that's played itself out with results being boosted by a revenue growth of 19.3% in your liquor business, 8.3% in the buildings material business. Looking at liquor first, are you planning to leverage off that a little bit more aggressively down the line via expansion at all?
Well, what we allowed our retailers to do was get more one tops per retail, per spa store, and that's helped boost that. But the brand is strong. We relaunched it a couple of years ago. That relaunch and new image is taking effect, and quite a few of the upgrades I referred to were in top stores. So most certainly that's the case. And we see the outlook for tops going forward still very positive.
On the building side, are you actually stealing market share from the bigger competitors, you know, builders, cash build?
We think we must be, but bear in mind we operate largely in the rural markets, and that's been surprisingly strong. We were also surprised by the strength of the growth on our builders' business.
Yeah. Graham, overall, what's your outlook for the next 6 months, and what are some of the, you know, the key targets you're chasing?
Well, the first key target is to do better than we did in the first half of the year, and we're pretty confident about doing that. We certainly need to drive our business forward. We're driving our fresh, our customer service. So certainly those are focus areas. As far as the business in total goes, we're looking to grow top line in a similar level to where we are now and grow bottom line even better.
Graham, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Graham O'Connor is CEO of Spar Group.